Travis Konecny. Yeah, he's just talking about you, and he's got two goals. He mentions he, Travis scores two goals and in the game yesterday, and the Flyers fell short yesterday, but a pretty epic comeback to come back from four goals. And Travis Konecny joins us here at the Wells Fargo Center, 42nd annual carnival today. And Travis, I noticed on your first goal yesterday, it was a power play goal. You put it over the blocker because the goalie was the opposite hand. No celebration there. It was the goal that got it 5-2. You were kind of like, all right, whatever. I got a goal, but we got a lot of work to do here.
Yeah.
Some guys will celebrate in that spot. It's a bit of a douche move.
Yeah, I wasn't looking to celebrate there.
You were pissed.
Yeah, I wasn't too thrilled about how the game was going. I don't know, but I felt like the second one, though, felt a little different when...
you guys stole momentum big time.
Yeah, exactly. So it was a little bit of a momentum turn there, but... yeah, I definitely wasn't ready to sell it after the first one.
Let me ask you about, you were called for a penalty on the hit to Victor Hedman. That's a big man. Let's face it, I'm not breaking news here to say that you're not the biggest guy in the league, and he's one of the biggest guys. But you leveled him pretty good, man. What were you thinking? Let me just take a shot at this big guy here. See if he can handle me. See, people love that stuff here.
Yeah, I know. That's why I do it for you guys.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, I saw him reaching for the puck, and he wasn't going to expect me to come at him.
He was
him
exposed
like
a little bit.
Yeah, he was definitely exposed, so I took advantage of it.
Talking to your teammates and your line mates over the past couple of weeks and as this season has unfolded, I talked to Claude, and he said, I don't have to talk nearly as much when I'm on a line with Travis. If you got paid by the word, man, you'd be on a yacht right now in the French Riviera. But you talk a lot on the ice, don't you?
Yeah, too much.
Always probably. Been that way?
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably been worse in the past with my...
In junior?
Yeah, my mom's been after me to shut up on the ice, so I'm running my mouth doing stuff, but...
Is that part, you know, because you're a smaller guy and you want to get guys off their games and you just kind of want to get in their head a little bit?
Yeah, sometimes, but I feel like, I don't know, I feel like there's no need for that anymore, like...
Let your play do the talking?
Yeah, kind of, yeah, you know, you find your role, you find your comfortable spot, and then, the extra stuff isn't needed. Some guys need to do it, and you know what, some games I do need to do it to get into the game, but it's not always needed, no.
We're talking with Travis Konecny from the 42nd Annual Flyers Wives Carnival. You've been here a few years now. How do you like playing in this sports city? Because it's pretty wild.
You saw
what happened with the Eagles last year, winning the Super Bowl, and, you know, the Sixers' excitement there. It's a pretty wild sports city.
Oh, it's crazy. I live right downtown, so I couldn't drive my car for 3 days after they won. So
the parade and everything.
Yeah, everything going on down there. But it's definitely, a great city for sports teams. And, when you see how passionate they are about every sport that's in the city, it's
motivates you guys too, right? You saw how the city reacted to the Eagles and back in 2008 with the Phillies and everything. But you see that and you go, man, I want a piece of that pie.
Yeah, for sure. You want to be the team that pulls the city together like that. And, it's pretty cool, though, when you look at the Eagles winning. Like, I think there's definitely some people who are more on the Flyers side, some are more on the Phillies side, but when one team comes together and they're about to win a championship, it's like the whole city comes as one and
galvanizes the fan base.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's awesome.
Let me ask you about this, playing with Claude Giroux and Sean Couturier. You guys, when you were together last year, really had, were one of the top lines in the league. Talk about the chemistry you have with those two players, because you guys all kind of complement each other really well. Claude just sees the ice so well and is so smart out there, and Sean so long and really covers, the 200 foot so well. And you added to that with your speed is a nice asset.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. I don't know how to put words to it. It's just
feels right.
Yeah, it's just something feels right when we're out there. And we definitely have more to offer still. We're ready to take another step. But I feel like as the season's been going on, we've been getting a lot better. And I don't know. G just always tells me just move the puck and then get open. So that's what I do.
When you're playing with a player like him, you can't have a mental lapse at any time, because the puck can be, he can get it to you in a spot where maybe you're never used to getting that puck before in a good clean look.
Yeah, sometimes it's. It's on my stick before I even know.
Yeah, it just happens so quickly.
There.
You got to react. Last question for Travis Konecny. You've been in this league a little while now, and I'm asking a lot of players this question today. Who's the one goalie that confounds you? You kind of go, I just have a hard time maybe mentally dealing with this guy. Maybe he's gotten you a few times with some saves he shouldn't have made or anything like that. Is there anybody that you look at and go, boy, this is the guy that I got to crack this shell? Maybe a division guy, Lundqvist, one of those guys? sit so deep in his net, you see a lot of it, but then all of a sudden...
I scored on him, though, so...
Oh, yeah?
I don't know. There's... Well, I think Vasilevsky. He's probably...
Long and big and
very
athletic.
Yeah, it's just not, when you come down, there's nothing to look at when you're shooting on him. You just got to hope you're shooting where he's moving the other direction.
Yeah, and in this league, you got to change your angle of your shot because these goalies are so good right now, right?
Yeah, you're not even shooting at an open spot. You're just shooting, hoping he's changing his angle, and he misses it.
Is this team ready to get it together and get a little bit more consistent right now?
Yep. Yeah, I think we have a lot of positives in the locker room and a lot to move forward on, so we just got to keep building off that. And, you know, it's tough when we lose games, but it's all part of building this team and you know, making a strong, consistent hockey team.
Well, Travis, enjoy the rest of the carnival. Good luck coming up Wednesday and the rest of the season. We always appreciate you doing this. You're one of the guys that, you know, came into this league as a good talker. Not a lot of guys do that. Like, I was talking to Coots, like, when he came in, he was scared to death to talk to me. He felt like he was going to faint.
He still is.
Yeah. He's gotten a lot better, trust me. Should have seen him before. I thought he was going to pass out the first time I interviewed him in between periods. But nonetheless, we appreciate you doing this, and good luck with the rest of the carnival, and good luck on the ice.
Awesome. Thank you.
Travis Konecny joining us.